In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Tuesday, we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. It is important to know what happened on the cross. The cross, of course, is a significant symbol, because not only because of the event that occurred on it, but because of the way it looks. It's something that can stand high. You know, you see these cemeteries in Ireland with these gigantic stone crosses. We can wear the cross easily on our breast. It's something that is memorable. And, of course, a memorable event occurred on the cross, the death of our Savior. So it really is, I suppose, it's the best Christian symbol. And, or the most well-known, and perhaps the most powerful. But this symbol is not well understood. For such a well-known symbol, it is unfortunate that many do not understand what happened on the cross. The Lord, out of His love for us, became man. He showed us how to live, and He lived the way that He showed us. And He taught us by words, by deeds. Some are written down, most are not. But they're all part of the mind of the church. And He enabled us to defeat death. And we always think of the cross with the resurrection, because the cross was the prelude to the resurrection. The Lord willingly laid down His life that He might take it up again. And the services for the exaltation of the cross are filled with imagery about the power of the cross. A lot of the hymns are sort of simple praises and recognition about the cross. But then some of them have deep nuggets of theology. And I want to show you some of these. And this is from the Vespers. And it's from the Apostica for the 14th of September for the exaltation of the cross. And it says, "Rejoice, thou guide of the blind, physician of the ailing, resurrection of all the dead, which thou hast raised, which hast raised us up, who have fallen into corruption, O precious cross, whereby the curse was annulled, and in corruption budded forth, and the earthly have been deified, and the devil utterly cast down." And it continues. This is what happened on the cross. The curse was annulled. What is the curse? With sin comes death. That curse was annulled. And in corruption budded forth. Because what is the human condition? To tend towards corruption, even in this life and after this life, to be completely corrupt. But the cross made it possible for us to have incorruption and to have life. And it's, as the hymn says, the earthly have been deified. It is our path to deification. Not only by what the Lord did on it, but also by following the way of it. And that's why the Lord, before His crucifixion, spoke about, "If anyone will, let him take up his cross and follow me." Because the way of the cross is the way of Christ. It's the way of humility, the way of sacrifice, the way of perfect love. And that's how we appropriate what happened on the cross. Now, from the Matins, at one of the sessional hymns after the chanting of the first chanting of the Psalter, is something that ties in with this Sticheron from the Apostica. "No sooner was the tree of the cross planted," or excuse me, it actually says, "No sooner was the tree of thy cross planted, O Christ our Lord, than the foundations of death were shaken. That which Hades allowed greedily spewed forth trembling." What is it talking about? It's talking about something that we normally say more about on Pascha, talking about how when Christ went down to Hades, He destroyed the bars, right? He destroyed the hold that death had on us and made us capable of life. Well, When did that process start? As soon as that cross was planted in the ground, Hades was trembling. The cross is the source of our life. It was an instrument of death. Now it is the source of our life. Not by looking at it, not by having some doctrine concerning it, but by living according to the way of the cross. That's how we live. But the Lord has made us capable of living in this way. These are just a couple hymns that discuss what happened on the cross. And we should know this. But we know it by living it. You can study these books, and I recommend that you do. Recommend that you get them in AM and you read every single page. And you read the scriptures carefully, especially the scriptures that are linked to our feast days, because that really shows you an understanding of what they mean. But the way you learn about the cross is to live according to the way of the cross. The cross is the way of life, because the Lord made us capable of life and showed us the way to live to have life. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.